Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Good afternoon, Arizona. Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford and Associates, a fully independent fourth-generation family office right here in the greater Phoenix area, to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show. But we appreciate you being here and listening, whether it's live on 960 The Patriot on Saturdays, or if you're listening early on podcasts, you know, wherever you like and subscribe, you can find Another Money Show pretty much everywhere. We're like COVID. We're just spreading all over the place. It's just a big disaster. So what do you got for us this week, JR?
Well, COVID, I mean, we're not like COVID. We're like a variant of COVID. I mean, you can find a lot of stuff out there. We're just one variant. If you don't match up with our variant, there's other variants out there. I watch the other variants every weekend. So, and I want to clear summer real quick. I said last week or the week before, you know, I mean, how I spend my time on the weekends. Since your mom got sick, I took over the duties of vacuuming and laundry and take care of the dogs. I've done it all around here, which is a good thing. I mean, I've really got an appreciation for what she does. But what I did, I wound up buying headphones. So now I can vacuum and still listen to talk radio. So this has been great. And I like the other shows. Somebody said, why do you slam others? I didn't slam them at all. I said how good they were. I said, they're good. They're just traditional financial planning. I have been trying to convey to people something. The rules of the financial planning game. There's rules. You're supposed to take your date of birth, your income, your assets, your tax bracket, your risk tolerance. If you don't know it, advisors have charts and graphs and pretty pictures. We can help you figure it out. So the problem that I face, especially over the last decade, the rules are the same still that I learned in the 90s, but the game is changing. So if you listen to these shows on the weekends and they're talking about, you know, next week is tax time and blah, 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 they're not addressing. This country is in uncharted territory. All I'm saying is that I wish these shows would also add a little bit of what's going on geopolitically. That, you know, our industry is based on sales. I'm sorry to say that. You got a guy, you think your advisor's wonderful, and hopefully they are. I can tell you something. We in this industry, number one, it's sales. You can be the most honest advisor on the planet, and if you work for a firm and you don't make sales for a while, you are going to be a mortgage banker in no time. You're going to be doing something else. So the pressure, the quotas, all this stuff, I get it. My problem is I think we are getting really, really close to things changing in this country. The entire reason we took on this show was to sound alarms. The alarms, at least as I see it, are getting louder and closer. So I like the other radio shows. We have 1 hour a week to wake people up. If you come in our office and you don't want to hear my doom and gloom, as you see it, you just want financial planning, guess what? We do that too. I can sit on my hands. I've done it. Anthony, you've seen me. It's not often because people do come in because they're on the same page. But I've had appointments where I've let you do it. I've had appointments where I've just stuck to what they want to know and let them go. So I just had to clear that up because I don't like somebody thinking that I don't like the other shows. I do. I just like ours better. I think we should tell you what's going on so you're awake and aware and nimble. So with that said, today is March. I'm sorry. Look at me in a time warp. Let's do the time warp again. Today is April 10th. Man, this year is going fast. Today is the day that the CPI numbers came out. I woke up and I'm looking for information. You know, don't forget, last year, we were told there's going to be 6 rate cuts this year, 2024. And then it went pretty quickly to 3 rate cuts. Well, now, today, I'm saying even the 3 rate cuts, which I've made fun of the entire year, I'm not so sure that 3 rate cuts are coming. The inflation came in hot, 3.5%. That's the core, the main 3.8% from my understanding. So that's really not what the Fed wanted to hear. The Federal Reserve, by the way, do you realize that's not a federal agency? A lot of people listening to us don't even know that still. It's not federal, it's bankers and reserve. I mean, that's really funny because there's no reserves. Oh, and the country, go on usdebtclock.org. We're at 34.6, just about to hit $34.7 trillion in debt as a nation. So today, bad news. So the Fed, if they lower rates, that is not going to be good for the inflationary environment which we live in. If they don't lower rates, the stock market is going to have a tantrum. Think about that for just a second. So they told you your entire life, put your money in your 401k, stocks, bonds. You know, there's a pie chart of you should have cash and stocks and bonds and real estate. Blah, blah, blah. So your stock market, we've been saying it's kind of full of hooey forever. It's manipulated. I was in the job before, during, and after. We wound up having high-frequency trading computers. I know that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only 30 companies, and I know last month they took out Walgreens and put in Amazon because Walgreens was underperforming. So with the stock market, let me put this together for you. So you're supposed to have stocks go up because that's ownership in a company, as far as I remember, because their sales are up. Is that right? So
yeah.
So what does rate cuts have to do with the sales of a Nike shoe or a Chipotle burrito? So the stock market's going to dump. It's, I don't know. I mean, again, today's the 10th of April. Looked at my phone right before coming on and the Dow was down over 500 points. Does that mean Chipotle sold less burritos last week? It means the market's angry because they might not lower rates. They want that easy money, don't they? So the stock market is just a big financial house of cards. And I am telling you, it cycles. The old buy low, sell high. If we had the stomach and discipline to do that, that would be wonderful. But we do not, which I guess that's good for us. I mean, financial advisors, if you're listening, we'll always have a job. You know, I thought in the late 90s when the tech bubble was going, I told my father, I'm like, you know, we're not going to have a job in 10 years. All this technology, they're not going to need advisors. People can do this stuff themselves. And my father was like, you're not understanding this at all. People are dangerous. They don't do the right things. They buy high, sell low. So he's like, you know, the difference between the internet and a person that cares about them is the difference between information and advice. So, and he was right. I mean, like when something hurts, I go on WebMD and I find out I have, you know, cancer of the earlobe, I'm pregnant. Actually, I look like I'm pregnant, so that one's kind of feasible. I mean, it's dangerous. Anyway, my point to all of this, I want to get through a couple headlines to show you how things are not as they appear. And then I want to go back to my old school roots of telling you, yes, do your financial planning. Yes, vote this November. Yes, do the things you're supposed to do. But I would also get yourself prepared if you haven't already. And I want to address a few things today because I wouldn't be surprised if things got weird tomorrow. If we woke up tomorrow on the 11th of April and something was amiss, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. And the whole underlying theme of this show is and always been, we want you prepared, not scared, and we want you proactive, not reactive. So today, if you're a new listener, you're going to get a little dose of how to do that. With that said, one of the headlines that I have an article on here. So the Dollar Tree, Anthony, are you hearing about this? Dollar Tree, you know, the name dollar is, to me, I presume that means it's, you know, a dollar, the items. They're raising their prices again. They went from a dollar to a dollar and a quarter, and people grumbled a little bit. And then they kind of went to a flex pricing. Now they're saying they're going to have to go up to $7. So pretty soon, they're going to have to call it the 10-buck tree, I guess. Then I hear 99-cent stores. Have you seen those? I mean, they're scattered around. They're going to close. Not just one or two, every single one. They're not filing for bankruptcy. which is odd. Usually these companies, they do a restructure, they file for bankruptcy. You know, there's usually an orderly procedure how this goes. Apparently they're not. They're having sales as we speak. So, and they're having sales at the 99 cent store. So some things might actually be 99 cents. And then they're going to close their doors. So if we're doing so darn well in the economy, can you explain to me why the stock market is having a tantrum today? Because we might not lower interest rates. Why the dollar tree is going to go up to the 10 buck tree, and why the 99 cent stores are closing. Does that make sense to you, Anthony?
No. Actions have no consequences. None of this makes any sense. And you skipped over, you know, with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or right, that's what it is, announcing the CPI numbers and the market throwing a fit. You know, that's supposed to be announced all to everybody at one point, but it's found out right now. There's another article floating around talking about super users. So supposedly somebody from the BLS is sending to these hedge funds and these large banks the numbers ahead of time so they can affect the market accordingly before everybody else knows what's going on. So it doesn't change the fact that it's ridiculous. And this one announcement shouldn't make a big flex in the market, because you should just kind of see how everything is doing. But they say that the market is going to react, and they price things in, and that's absolutely untrue. It's all just anything they can do to profit has nothing to do with how well the company's doing or how well the country is doing. It's all insider trading.
Which really makes me angry. And what you said, you're so mellow about how you say it. I mean, this was huge, enormous news. The article you sent me, knowing that Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan Chase is getting inflationary numbers before the rest of the people that make things move. And they did in that article, they listed like, what was it, 7, 8, 9, 10 other organizations. I saw Citadel on there. So the whole game is rigged. And if you don't believe that, reach out to us. And we will just forward a few articles to you. You read them like we do. You dig around a little further and see what you think. But I can tell you right now, this is all very fragile. And Jamie Dimon, who's got this inside information, which will help him, he also just came out in an interview, I believe it was yesterday, and he basically said, we are in the deepest, you know what, we've been in history. Since World War II, is I believe how he said it. He's basically, without saying it, saying we are definitely on the verge of World War III, and you better hunker down. What do I add to that? I mean, Jamie Dimon, he's a pretty smart guy. He's been selling a lot of his own stock, I've noticed. So if the banks are, and he's the number one bank in the country, they are the largest bank in the country. I always just like, you know, I presume people know kind of some of the stuff that I know. You know, you picture these big banks, and we throw around the word trillions all the time now. You think they're worth trillions of dollars. No, they have trillions of dollars in derivatives. They have a lot of funny stuff going on in the banks. That bank is only worth $500 billion from what I heard this morning. So that bank is only a half $1 trillion. They maneuver trillions. But anyway, so, you know, Jamie Dimon, look it up, do a little poking. You're going to see that he said that we really, really better be scared. He said that last year, too. He said we have a storm clouds, and we're going to have a financial, you know, tsunami or something. All that he's been doing is doing what I've been trying to do on a little micro scale. We're sounding alarms. He's telling you things are going to go south. The difference between him and me, I don't know if you need to listen to me. You darn sure better listen to people like Warren Buffett, Jamie Dimon, Elon Musk. You better listen to those people. So, and today, I am not going to go down my little rabbit trail of conspiracy theory, but I did. I had several people, like more than a handful, send me a video yesterday of like undercover, you know, how the people like undercover videos now of, I don't know, was it the CIA or the FBI? I want to be really careful with this because I don't want to end up missing. So apparently they were talking about Alex Jones and how the Sandy Hook thing where they basically made him go bankrupt was a setup. If you've seen that video, oh my gosh, I know that's not financial, but yeah, it kind of is. Because if you can take a person worth millions and bankrupt them, you can probably do it to anybody you want. So I don't know. It's shocking to me how every single day of my life I have stuff that I'm concerned with I don't think it's going the wrong way. I think we're all going the right way. I want to be you, Anthony. I want to think everything's going to be okay. They can just keep printing money forever. So Janet Yellen, our favorite little mushroom head, Janet Yellen, I don't know if she's back yet, but she's been in China. So the last week or so, she's been in China. She's over there apparently, like, this is the, you know, from the little bit I've read, threatening China. So that'll end well. She's saying something about tariffs and you know, we want to do our own solar. And oh my gosh, I wonder if she's having soup over there. I wonder if she's high as a kite like last time.
Well, essentially, they were just saying that China was better at capitalism than we are. So they've overproduced all of these metals and these solar panels and things like that. That's undercut the American market. And we're upset about it.
We let them do it. We stopped manufacturing decades ago. We asked them to do this to us. And now she's over there saying, don't do this to us.
Exactly.
This everything is wrong. You know, don't forget, earlier this week, I think it was on Monday. Yeah, it was on Monday. That was the big eclipse day. You know, I want to touch on that real quick, because what's so funny, you know, we've made mention of it, but we didn't dig into it because we didn't think anything was going to happen.
You talked about it more than you should have, though.
I don't think that's true at all. I mean,
you justified a lot of people.
Anthony, you listen to music on the radio. I listen to news stuff. I know how much was being said about that eclipse. And to most people in this country, that's probably the biggest deal I've heard talk about in the last 3 weeks since COVID. So I made a bigger deal than you, because you don't pay attention to
that. Was that a big deal? Because it was not a big deal. And
well, it was a big deal. I died. I'm a ghost this week, so it was kind of a big deal. So you know what? We did a little presentation, what, 2 nights ago, and something I said has been stuck in my head. I learned something for myself on Monday night. So we are one black swan away from this country just barreling into chaos. I honestly believe that. And I don't just mean financial chaos. I know the stock market's going to just, it's going to be insane. You know, we give you example after example of how the stock market is rigged, it's manipulated, it's all wrong. And then we tell you the banks have no money. Go to FDIC.gov, look up the depositor insurance fund. It's got 1% coverage on your money. We're telling you this stuff. And people are like, but you've always been worried. Bah, bah, bah. There's always been something to worry about. That's great. But if you put it all together, we are one black swan away from chaos. And you know what? The eclipse, right now, we have so many people in this country that may want to do us harm. A day like the eclipse, you know, that's a perfect day. A cargo ship hits a bridge. That's a perfect day. You know what else is a perfect day? Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, any single day now, I wouldn't be surprised if something happened. And then it was like dominoes. One thing goes, another thing goes, and then all of a sudden there's weirdness. So be ready for it. And I know that's pretty scary. You know, what are you going to do about it? Well, I will give you a few ideas in a minute here, but you know, you better wake up. If you're still listening to the other radio shows and you're still worried about Roth conversions and you're looking at April 15th and that's your only goal in life right now, I would say spend a little more time listening to every single episode we've put out. We're on the air 2 years, so you can get a lot of information here, and you'll see that we have road mapped it out for you. You go back. We brought you Executive Order 14067. We brought you FedNow. We brought you Central Bank Digital Currency. We brought you all these things to look up. And now, I don't think I've been wrong, and I've been worried for 20 years out of my 26 years in the industry. I just think I've been early. So, and I have been incrementally more worried each year for 20 years out of 26 years. I I go to work. I have a nice day. I do my thing. But I'm telling you, everything that I've talked to people about, I think it's here. So I just be ready. I mean, if it seems to you like the calm before the storm, then you and I are in the same camp. That's all I want to say. So Costco is, speaking of the end of the world, is selling up to $2 million of gold a month. Remember how we said about 6 months ago, Costco is becoming a player on the gold scene? I read this morning that they're up to $2 million a month in gold. I think of Costco for the, like, you know, big, huge box of Top Ramen and laundry detergent in a 55-gallon barrel. But apparently they're a pretty good player now in the gold market. So that's kind of cool. Inflation, you know, I know already said that, you know, inflation made the stock market go poop. But something about the inflation, didn't we since we've been on the radio, I know we talked about it, so I know it was within the last year, 2 years. Didn't the government do a big, huge spending package called the Inflation Reduction Act? Does that ring a bell, Anthony? The IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act? It's not working, so I want my tax dollars back because the IRA is letting me down. All right, moving on.
Transitory inflation, it's fine.
Transitory, yeah, yeah. No, there's no inflation. Oh, wait, no, it's transitory. Oh, no, wait. Now, guess what? It's the new normal, and we're all in this together. You know, I have said the H word a few times over the couple of years we've been on here. I wouldn't rule out hyperinflation. I still, you know, you and I have talked to clients that are like, well, aren't you worried about deflation? You know, once we get through the cycle of inflation, and then there's a recession, and everybody loses their job, but then we're going to have deflation. I'm not sure. I think we're going to have stagflation. I mean, I'm still thinking we're going to go the way of Venezuela, or at least Argentina, Brazil, you know, the rest of the world. I think that's what we're going to get. You know, our 10 pillars, debt, deficit, financial markets, taxes, inflation, healthcare, underfunded liabilities, erosion of the middle class, social media being a problem, geopolitical missteps and civil war. We're right on track. Everything of our 10 pillars is still going hot and heavy. By the way, on April 12th, the movie Civil War comes out. So I can't wait. Your brother wants to go. Your mom, shockingly enough, wants to go to Civil War. So we're going to go see that movie and see if we think that's a warning, you know, like Leave the World Behind when they showed the cargo ship running up on the beach. And then within a few months, we have a cargo ship running into a bridge. So I want to see Civil War. Look at you laughing, Anthony. Do you want to go with us? You want to see it as a family and then talk about it, review it like we're a little Siskel and Ebert duo?
I do want to see the movie. It looks interesting. Curious to see how it plays out. I like to leave the world behind, too.
I did, too.
I think it fits into like what we're doing, you know, just prepare. Just a little bit. You don't have to be anything. Here. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just a little bit.
Oh, boy. You're not going to like what I have to say next, then, are you?
I'm going to stop listening.
That's probably a good idea. And if you're listening to the radio show, bookmark this one because I'm going to give you a list of stuff that I think you might want to at least consider having near you. So we did a presentation Monday night. Is it okay, Anthony, if I mention where we did it? I mean, it's going to kind of...
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this show, we're financial. We're not political. But I know if...
It's on 960 The Patriot.
Well,
it's on a very, very Republican station.
Is it? 960 is? I wouldn't have gone on here if I knew that. So, go ahead, shake your head. People on the radio can't see you shaking your head, just me. I just see your look of disgust. So, I will tell you something. If you invite us to do a presentation for your organization, whether it's, you know, 20 people in your neighborhood, in your home, or whether it's in your church, or whether it's in your organization, I really don't care if you lean to the right or the left. I think that the stuff that I have to say to you transcends politics, and it has more to do with current events, how they're going to affect your finances and your future. And I think everybody should at least have access to what I have to say. So,
another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, because I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Fixed indexed annuities can help protect your retirement savings against market ups and downs. Nationwide's P10 can help protect against market risk and provide guaranteed income for life. P10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444 to connect with a qualified advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims-paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Brookstone Capital Management, LLC.
Got questions? Call Rochford & Associates now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. How much risk are you willing to take with your investments? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
Woo-hoo!
If you're a thrill seeker, you probably enjoy the adrenaline rush of jumping out of a plane, bungee jumping off a high cliff, or kayaking down a raging river. But when it comes to your finances, do you still find a lot of risk exciting? Or does the danger of losing your hard-earned money change your perspective? Think back for a moment to the 2008 financial crisis. Thanks to market risk and some shady Wall Street deals, the S&P 500 fell more than 46% between October 2007 and March 2009.
If you go back and look at the risk that we took 25, 30 years ago, and it was kind of way out there, and a lot of these firms, including some of the things that happened at Morgan Stanley, we were so mesmerized by the great trader and the money they made that they got more and more autonomy until it was too late. We had huge losses.
That's former Morgan Stanley CEO John Mack speaking with Yahoo News. So how do you protect yourself if we have another year like that, or even another 2022 when the markets had their worst performance since 2008? Financial advisors will tell you that to maximize your investment growth, you need to take some risk with your money. Just be smart about it.
You want to have an actively managed portfolio strategy. You just do. It involves shifting investments in your portfolio to take advantage of pricing anomalies in strong market sectors. You want to reduce the risk. You want to have smart risk as part of your portfolio. You want to increase returns. And you want to truly diversify your portfolio.
Active Wealth Management founder and president Ford Stokes says smart risk investing is based on the concept that all investments carry some amount of risk, and that the only way to reduce that risk is to diversify. This means investing in a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, and other financial instruments. Everyone's situation is different, and that's why it's important to work with a fiduciary financial advisor to get the most out of your hard-earned and hard-saved money. So, how much risk are you willing to take with your retirement? That's a key question to consider as you invest for the future. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
At Rochford & Associates, we know the road to financial freedom is not a straight path, and the journey is different for every family. And in times like these, we want you to feel confident that you're safely on track to meet your retirement goals.
We want to ask you to prepare for economic chaos. We want you to prepare for bank volatility. We want you to insure and protect your assets with a smart plan.
Our team can help you make the most of your hard-earned savings using strategies that are right for you.
I want more people to sit down with us. When we talk about a financial plan, it's different for every person we meet. We tailor make our plans.
Schedule your no-obligation consultation today by calling 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. Rochford and Associates, veteran-owned and proud to serve Americans like you. You're listening to Another Money Show. No, that's the name of the show. Another Money Show. And now another money-making round with JR and Anthony.
But anyway, what we conveyed this week to people is, like I said earlier, you know, financial advisors, we have pressure, we have course. Well, you and I don't, Anthony. If we go 6 months without a new client, if we go 6 months without making a sale, we might have to deplete our own savings, but we have no pressure, no course. We have clients on a true fixed income, and we have very wealthy clients and everywhere in between. I've been in the office for over 2.5 decades. I have never once bought a demographics list to find attorneys and doctors and just certain income levels. We have tried our best to help anybody that wants our help. And I love that about our office. Sometimes we get busy. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get everything done. You know, you and I had to work last Saturday. Not had to. I mean, that's not a bet. We wanted to, and we got to work last Saturday. So we will do what we have to do to keep going. I mean, you know, I've said forever, when 2008 was here, 2000 was here, the advisors are keeping you calm. We're taught to teach you. It's only a paper loss. It's not a real loss until you sell. You know, our whole job is to get your money, keep moving your money, and never give your money back to you. That's our entire job. The Wolf of Wall Street, that movie. Yeah, you know, there's some warnings I should give you if you're a good person. But that movie, it's so funny how true it is. It's so funny how full of crap the financial services industry can be. So with everything going on, the advisors are taught to tell you it's only a paper loss. You've just had roughly, 14, 15, 16 years of gains. And we had COVID 4 years ago. We had the biggest unknown black swan event in the history of the entire planet. And you lost a bunch of money in the month of March. And then in April, like this incredible V, it started coming right back up. Started coming back up on April Fool's Day, which is perfect. And then it just, everything's okay. We're on the doorstep of World War III. I'm telling you, we're one black swan away from utter chaos. And yet your 401k is fat and happy, just like me most days. So, and I've always said, you know, if your stock, if your stocks and bonds, your 401k, if they're steady or going up and your gas prices are steady or going down, you don't care why, you don't ask why, life is good. That's most people. Some people micromanage their accounts. I know there's exceptions, but I can tell you right now, your gas prices are going up. Your mom paid over $5 a gallon of gas yesterday. I know that for a fact because I heard it three times on the way to our presentation last night. So yeah, your gas prices are a little bit sketchy too right now. And now your 401k, at least for today, you know, the Teflon Dow should be back tomorrow, is having a little trouble because they might not lower interest rates in June or later. So the problem with all this stuff, you had what, 14, 15, 16 years of going up and your advisor didn't call you and say, on the other side of that coin, it's only a paper gain. Why don't we make some of it real? Why don't we take some of that off the table and pay down debt or buy hard assets or just lock it up into a lifelong pension with Anthony at Rochford & Associates on 98th Avenue and Bell? It's insane to me. You know, I mean, everything's backwards in this world. But anyway, so we are sounding the alarms. I'm getting louder and louder, especially today. I want you to do a few things. The area in finances, and obviously, I'm not giving any specific recommendations. You're getting our opinion on this show every week. You're getting, mostly me, you're getting our thoughts on this show. You are not getting specific advice. If you come in to seek specific advice, we will sit with you. We will look at your statements. We will ask you questions. We will be a second opinion. If we can better your situation, we will do our best to do so. If we cannot, we will at least have given you the questions you should be asking your advisor. Make sense? Fair enough? Free? No obligation? Consultation? So what we're worried about stocks, bonds, and banks. Your bank has 1.3% roughly coverage on your money. You need to understand that. You need to look into the term bail-in. You're familiar with bail-out, if you remember, 2008, 9, and 10. Now you need to familiarize yourself with bail-in. You need to familiarize yourself with what's going on behind the scenes with the stock market. Once you understand your finances, then at least you can go back and put in a stop loss order. You can do things to protect yourself. Most people don't know that. They just don't know what to do. And their advisors are not as, in general, eager to help them with doing the right things. They just need to take the money and keep it moving. And that's a problem. So what I want to do today is, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I want to go back. I think we've only done it once or twice since we've had the show. And I want to give you end of the world advice. And it's sometimes this is uncomfortable. I get that. I'm feeling very, very drawn to telling you something is going to hit. And I think sooner than later, my opinion once again. So what I would do is I would look at how much you have in the bank. For example, if you have $50,000 in a bank account, I know it's a hassle, but I would have five different banks with $10,000 in them. So if the, you know what, hits the fan, you can go into five different banks and get, say, $3,000 or $4,000. If you have $50,000 in one bank, you're only still going to get $3,000 or $4,000. So act accordingly. You know, get paper statements if you don't want the hassle factor of seeing five different statements every month. But talk to us about that. We'll tell you what we've done ourselves. Pull some money if you agree that things are amiss. Pull some money, literally in cash. Put it in your house. I understand fire, flood, burglary. I understand how to find a good safe. I know what post tension slab means. I can help you with all this stuff. For years and years, we've told people how to protect and grow what you have. I also think if you have debt, it might be a good time to try to clear that up. Because if we do go towards hyperinflation, the less debt you have, the higher your cash flow, the easier you're going to get through it. So look at your debt, have some cash. When I get to hard assets, number one that everybody thinks about, gold and silver. Well, good. Your gold is on a tear. As of yesterday, it had its, what was it, eighth all-time closing high. It's about to hit $2,400 an ounce. Silver is on a big, huge tear. So those are good. If you have gold and silver, good. You're enjoying life right now. And really, I think they're still way undervalued. When you look at the fiat currency on its last leg, you look at the BRICS nations de-dollarizing us, gold should be 5,000 an ounce. That's my feeling. Silver should be 100 an ounce. Maybe JP Morgan Chase is going to be stopped. You know, they'll stop manipulating the silver prices and we'll get what it's really worth. So gold and silver.
Did Russia announce that they're going to try to double their interest in gold and foreign currencies too? So I believe through April, they said they're going to spend about 200 billion or not 200 billion, 200 bill, 200 million a day, essentially, in gold and foreign currencies.
That
could be part of the draw up.
Yep. And we're eagerly awaiting the verbiage out of BRICS in October, because BRICS, you know, they're supposedly in October, they're going to talk a little more about whether their currency, central bank digital currency over there, it's going to be backed by gold. That is the presumption. So we'll see what happens.
That would explain why they're stocking up. I mean, they've said multiple times that's going to be their goal. So should they get to accomplish that and they've built up their gold, do you think U.S. companies and U.S. investors short gold to try to ruin their currency if it is backed by gold?
Like AMC?
Do you think that the U.S. has that kind of power? You know,
no.
Chase owns an insane amount of silver. Chase alone can kind of dictate that value. So obviously gold is around the world, but do you think that should there be a competitor to the U.S. dollar based around gold, that there's enough U.S. interest to be able to kill that price?
I don't, but I always tell people I'm not a pessimist. I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist. I don't. I think we're in deep trouble on so many fronts. You know, there's a lot of people that believe in gold. They don't think we have the gold that we say we do. You know, the paper gold ETFs and mutual funds, I mean, that's different. They're saying in reserves, in vaults, in gold IRAs and all this stuff, we don't have the gold we say we do. We're $34 trillion in debt. We're on the verge of World War III. You've got a political election coming up in November where people literally, no matter who wins, could take to the streets. There'll be peaceful protests where they set things on fire. I mean, this, you know, you think we're going to try to compete with BRICS now and we're going to short gold and silver market so BRICS can't keep growing? It's been game over for decades. We have mismanaged our way out of financial solvency in this country for decades, but now we're at the end of it. The door's about to slam shut. No, I don't think we can compete with the BRICS. SWIFT came out and said within 1 to 2 years, they're going to have a central bank digital currency. You know, what's the best way to distract people from our financial woes? We're going into war, clearly. You know, we just came out, last week and said, you know, Ukraine's got to join NATO. That Russia said that is an act of war. That is World War III is coming. Jamie Dimon just basically said World War III is coming. No, I don't think we have any leg to stand on pretty much anything geopolitically left. We're done. The rest of the world is saying you're done. You had a good run. Before you, it was England or Britain or whatever. You know, it's in 1940s. We've had a good run, but it's over. We've outlived our useful lifespan financially. So no, I don't think we're going to have the power to do anything with it. People are not looking at us seriously anymore. So with gold and silver, my whole thing has always been, I think it's good. It's a store of value. It's been out thousands of years. It's God's money. I know all that. It's shiny. It's beautiful. But everything in life should be taken through moderation. You know, if we do have civil war, if we do have food shortages, if they do close the Walmarts, do you really think you're going to be out with your junk silver bartering, trying to get your hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and antibiotics and alcohol and tobacco? You are not. You're going to be in your house. Maybe the government will keep you in your house through martial law. Maybe you'll just be scared because there's people from other countries that are roaming your streets, and there's domestic people. Maybe there's organized motorcycle clubs. Maybe there's different street gangs. Maybe there's people out there that are just anarchists. We think it's so pretty if you have gold, if you're about, you know, one of the 10% in the country that has barterable gold and silver. I'm just telling you, it make you target. You know, it could be scary. Once the collapse is done and we rebuild, then you'll be ultra wealthy. So then have your gold and silver. But in the meantime, I think you should diversify your hard assets. I mean, if you're looking at metals, I'm not being funny when I say that. Your number one on your list better be lead. You need to team up. You need to, if things get chaotic enough, you need to make sure you have a friend, you know, that's an RN. You need to have somebody that can, you know, weld things. You need to have somebody that can fix things. And you need to have a couple people that believe in lead as the most valuable precious metal and can say, you know what? There's 23 houses on this street. There's going to be 22 of them that are easier to get into than this one. So that's the level I think we're at. And I think it's within the next 2 years. I don't think anymore that I'm not going to see it. You are. I think I'm going to get to help you sort it out. So I think it's already started. You know, how bad it gets this year before the election, I don't know. Again, I think we're one black swan away. But I think we're going to have to, you know, defend our nation against all enemies, foreign, domestic, within the next 2 years. That's how I see it. It's my opinion. Hopefully I'm wrong. I can't wait to apologize and then start this show talking about 401k diversification and Roth IRA funding. So I think in addition to gold, here's where the crazy comes in. I think if you are able to leave your house, what's going to be more valuable than gold? Food and water. You've got a country that doesn't get it. They've seen Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy. They've seen trials and tribulations in this country, and they still can get Uber Eats and DoorDash. They can still get up at midnight and go to Walmart and buy Eggo waffles. We need sponsorships. Today I'm wearing my Pauly's Little Bite of Italy baseball cap, by the way. Pauly, if you're listening, we need sponsors locally here. So we are the most instant gratification, fat, lazy society since Rome. And if those days change, we're going to panic. If we have a bail-in like they did in Cyprus, like they did in Greece, where people literally got in fights trying to get their 60 euros a day out of the ATM machine, people were literally set on fire. Look it up. It's pretty scary. If that happens here, we are going to panic and freak. But anyway, after the initial, what did we learn last night, 72 hours of panic, if you can leave your house and there's still weirdness, I don't know how much gold and silver I want to have with me. You know what I want to have with me? Stuff that's a little bit more mainstream to people. If you're, and here I go weird. If you have an addictive personality to any level and you can't get, you're not stocked up for some reason, if you can't get, let's say, for example, alcohol or tobacco for a while, you're going to get a little sketchy. I know somebody that, you know, say you're a average one pack a day smoker for 20, 30 years, and you only have a carton of cigarettes, and, you know, a week or two later, you don't have any cigarettes, you're going to start feeling bad and getting headaches and get weird and get angry with your family, and you're going to have enough pressure around you to need to smoke more, and you can't get them. And if I, who is an ex-smoker, quit in 1999, by the way, Christmas Day, so as an ex-smoker, if I have 10 cartons of cigarettes and I break them up and I just have one pack of Marlboro Reds with me and I'm out and I show it off, it's in my front pocket, and you see it, you may be willing to give me your gold and silver for my Marlboros. So I think people that don't smoke might even want to think about spending a grand and having 10 cartons of cigarettes. Put them in your freezer, put them in your refrigerator, put them under your bed. You know, well, what if it doesn't hit the fan for 6 months and they get stale? Good news. People that haven't had a cigarette in a week that are a pack-a-day smoker, doesn't matter. Stale cigarettes are actually good. They burn hotter and faster. They'll give you a buzz quicker, but it's just seeing the pack. People will salivate. You know, I think you should go to BevMo or Total Wine and More. And I say that on purpose. Don't go to Costco or Sam's and buy, you know, the big, huge jug. You want to go to BevMo or Total Wine and More and buy a bunch of mini bottles. Don't go in the front where it's Jack Daniels and Jose Cuervo or whatever they are. Go in the back where it's Bob's Whiskey and Ted's Vodka. But spend about $500. Get a couple plastic tubs from Walmart or Target or whatever and buy $500, $1,000 worth of mini bottles. Remember the old airplane bottles, Anthony? So go, they're, I don't know, they're under $1.50 for the knockoff brands. Buy all the main food groups, you know, get whiskey, vodka, gin, tequila, whatever they are, and have that stuff for barter. So if I have gold and silver and I am a drinker, I won't even say a problem drinker, just like a social drinker, and the you know what hits the fan, I'm probably going to want to do a little more social drinking. I'm probably going to want to numb myself up further. And if I can't get into a store and I run through my liquor cabinet, what you're trying to barter with will be more impactful than gold and silver. And I also went, you know, getting back to the 72 hours of not being able to leave your home, if you're worried about Russia nuking us, North Korea Korea nuking us, Iran nuking us. Oh boy, last weekend, did you watch Dearborn, Michigan? Anthony, I'm sure you did not. Let me tell you about it. They're Dearborn, Michigan. Look it up. They're, you know, the chance of death to Israel and death to America grew a little louder. And you got open borders. You've got millions of people in this country and you don't know who they are. I took you to a Muslim Brotherhood training class on awareness for Muslim race. There's training cells in all 50 states. You went to the class where you got to learn that people that could potentially mean to do us harm are here. That was 6 years ago. Fast forward to opening the borders, and now there could be a lot of other people here that want to do us harm. So, and then look up Dearborn, Michigan, and then just kind of think.
Do you believe in the First Amendment or not?
I don't. Not anymore. It's when we have civil war, it's going to be suspended. Sorry, Anthony. Yeah. I believe in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. But you know what? And everybody says, ooh, boo, you want to cut Medicare and Social Security. You know what? It's going to cut itself. So I can believe in whatever I want. And I know I'm a hypocrite. And I know I contradict myself. Do I believe in the First Amendment? Yes, I do. Do I believe in the Second? Yes, I do. The Fourth, Tenth? Yes, I do. But you know what? You know what, Anthony? You are going to get the biggest I told you so in the history of this country. And everything's going to be suspended. And all my hypocrisy, all my contradictions won't matter at all. Because you have people in this country that want to kill you. They are saying it in front of cameras. Dearborn, Michigan, look it up. You don't think that could come to every city, including Phoenix?
We had a civil war where we did kill one another?
And you are telling me you don't think we're going to have a civil war too? Be honest.
I don't know.
All right, I'm telling you we are.
Okay.
Should I do that caveat again, my opinion? Should I do the allegedly?
No,
what should
show. I say? I think people
it's,
can.
It's my show. It's our show. It's our show. And I love the fact that you and I are on the same page with our knowledge, and yet you still think I should be calm, and I do not. I think today's a good episode for people to go, wow, that guy's crazy as crap. Then think about it. Is he right, though? Should I really go and spend $500 at BevMo? Should I really go spend $1,000 on cigarettes? Well, maybe. I'm not saying get a second mortgage on your home or home equity line of credit. I am saying you should be prepared, not scared. You should be proactive, not reactive. Let's get to the more mainstream. Let's say you don't want alcohol and tobacco in your house because, like me, you're an ex-smoker and you're barely a social drinker anymore. So now, why don't you get 10 cases of corn or peas? Keep them dry. Keep them inside, not in your garage. Put them under the bed. A year goes by. JR's crazy as you know what. Still wearing a tinfoil hat, but then you know what? Didn't hit the fan. So what am I going to do with 10 cases of corn? I don't even like corn. You know what you're going to do? Drop it off at St. Mary's Food Bank. Be a hero. There's people that are food insecure. So get a bunch of food right now. Get a bunch of water right now. Go see Marcy. Get a tower garden right now. You know, if you're a Desert Storm veteran like I am, go to the Army-Navy surplus store and get a couple cases of MREs. You hated them when you had to eat them, but now they're cool with their little toilet paper thing. So I'm just saying, you know, get food and water. If you think I'm crazy about barterable stuff, get more mainstream food and water at least, and then thank me later.
Stuff you can still use. It's not like, you know, again, this preparing, you spend a couple of grand. Is that couple of grand going to disrupt your whole retirement planning process? Probably not. So for a couple grand, if things get bad, then that's worth hundreds of thousands. But if not, then it's just what you have in food and water and you cycle through. It's easy enough. It's just being prepared. You can do it in little increments. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to overdo it. See, because I've done all that. I got prepared, so I don't need to be worried like JR.
Well, you need to be more worried than you are, though. You need to meet JR in the middle. Like, there's Anthony over here. You know, if you're on YouTube, maybe you'll see this. There's you, and then on the other side of the spectrum, there's me. We are both prepared. You have done everything you should do, and then you're chilling. When you showed up Saturday to the appointment, when your badass car pulled into the parking lot, your top was down. It was disgusting. Oh, I'm in your car, and you were playing music, and I was listening to talk radio. It's we hear different things, we see different things, but you are the right one. I'm the wrong one. I'm the one who's going to stroke out and have a heart attack. You are not. But it's always moderation, even with this stuff. Do I think you should take a home equity line of credit to buy peas, corn? I do not. Do I think every time you're at the store, you might want to buy a little bag of rice, maybe a little extra peanut butter, maybe a little extra honey? Yes, I do. Because, you know, the guy that also spoke last night, the preparedness kind of guy, he talked about the 72 hours. He talked about 5 weeks. If it's more than 5 weeks, we're in deep, you know what? My whole thing, if you have it and you don't need it, so what? Donate it. But if you need it and you don't have it, you have a heck of a problem coming. And I do think it's coming, or I wouldn't be saying this today. Adding on a few things you may not have thought
of. The Trooper Care Network. It's an interesting website. He was an interesting guy. I wouldn't mind hearing him speak again. So if you're interested in looking in some self-reliance kind of help, it's troopercarenetwork.com. I'll give him a little plug.
Good credentials. Worked for the sheriff's office, I think he said it was. Worked for the Red Cross, I think he said, for 15 years. Guy knows his stuff. You know, he's an advocate of the Second Amendment, which is good. I mean, he was very engaging.
You get up there and you tell people to have all this stuff and to be prepared. And he's like, well, what does any of that do you? How good does that any of that do you if you don't know how to use it? So that's, you know, obviously you have to have it first. So it's important for you to be out there telling people to get it. And he's saying, okay, you have all this stuff. Now, how do you use it in case of an emergency? And I love that because I don't know how to use half this. Admittedly, I don't know how to use half the stuff I bought to be prepared.
Let me give you a mini solution. Let me give you a mini solution. He is absolutely correct. If you're going to get yourself armed, you better go take some training. You better get your concealed carry permit and some range time. Anthony, you've been taking lessons on shooting with one of our clients. You are getting prepared. I can tell you, though, he's right. You better get training. You know, he said that most officers use the bullet-resistant vests that are the caliber they carry, because usually if they're shot, it's by their own handgun. So he's right. We don't have time right now. What I would add to his presentation, do pick up food, water, guns, ammo, gold, silver, you know, a HEPA filter, nascent iodine in case Russia attacks us. Get a water bob, a water bladder for each of your tubs. Get a first aid kit. Get an IFAC. You need to do these things. Get that stuff gathered at least right now. And then if we have 2 years before the ship hits the sand, you can go get training. Right now, get it. Because if you come to my house, if we're going to team up, I have some training on certain things. I've been through a bunch of classes. I've had some real-world training at an all-boys Catholic military school. And then in the military, I better be careful how I say this. I used to do presentations for groups of people that are considered, you know, domestic and bad guys. So, I mean, I've had some training. I'm going to have a group of people together if things get weird that have all had different levels of training. You can't show up at our house without food and water, guns and ammo. If we're going to team up, you have to bring skin to the game. And then the people that are trained in your group, they will protect you. Anthony, I'm old. I'm 60. You're 33. I've said to you numerous times over the last couple of years, you have to keep doing this training, low light training, tactical training, because now I can't run. So you got to run and gun. I do have a really good M1A with a scope that costs more than most people's refrigerator. So I'll provide cover. You run and gun. So yeah, at least get the stuff. I mean, I hope so much he's right. He's very common sense, very engaging, by the way. He was great, great speaker. You know, I want to meet him. I want to get to know him a little bit, and he's right. But I would say for right now, and if you're not comfortable with firearms, for example, then put that one on the back burner. You're going to know a lot of people that are covered in that area if you need them. At least go out and get food and water right now. At least reach out to our office. We have a list that I send out. I gave it out on Monday night to anybody that wanted it. We have a list, and it's Preparedness 101, and it's literally a list of what you need. It talks about number 10 cans, food source, medicine. It talks about cash, alcohol, tobacco, Faraday box or Faraday cage, if you want to know about that. Talks about radio. Do you need a hand crank radio in case there's an EMP? We address all that. We're still going to look at your 401k statement and give you an idea on allocation changes. We're still going to tell your son and daughter if they should do a Roth IRA or a deductible traditional. So we're pretty full service. Ooh, today was fiery, and I know that we must be getting close on time. I bring it up all the time. Today's a good time to do it. If you think I'm totally full of crap, and if you don't see there's anything going wrong, either A, good for you, you're being safe, you're watching TV, you're enjoying life, or B, you know it's coming. You feel it. You just don't want to see it. And I can tell you something, just because you don't want to see it doesn't mean it's not coming. I think you should go on Wikipedia just to glance the surface and read something called normalcy bias, which is a cognitive bias, which leads people to disbelieve or minimize threat warnings. Consequently, individuals underestimate the likelihood of a disaster, when it might affect them, its potential adverse effects. The normalcy bias causes many people to not adequately prepare for natural disaster, market crashes, and calamities caused by human error. Read normalcy bias. If it resonates with you, call us. We'll tell you exactly how much water and food to buy.
That it?
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that is it for today's show. If you like what you heard, have questions on any of the topics today, or you want to sit down with us to review your personal financial situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. There's a link there that you can reach out to us directly from the website. You can set up appointments directly from the website. If you want to listen to past episodes of Another Money Show, you can find them on the website. You can find them on Spotify, Google, Apple Music, anywhere you like and subscribe to podcasts. If you want financial advice from us, remember, there are no minimums. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. Until then, we'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.